Southern Suns on Triple M in Heart in Danger, 21 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Let's go to the movie. Shane A. Bassett, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gilly.
Mate, on Aruyun 5 Cinemas, Nope. Tell us about this.
Nope is actually really good. It's the third movie from Jordan Peele, director who made Get Out and Us. And both of those movies were big blockbuster hits and went sort of ways that you weren't expecting in the story, and that's what this one does too. Nope follows a brother and sister. They're two ranchers. They breed horses out on a farm in California. They hire them out to movies and television shows, but something in the sky and around the mountains is making a noise and upsetting their horses a little bit, and they soon find out what it is, and they have to basically help themselves to survive. Right. Great film, but please go into it. It's hard to explain without spoiling it, so go into it not knowing anything.
Okay, all right. Now let's talk about this one. Good luck to you, Leo Grand. I'm guessing this is an adult film.
Yes, it's an adult romance. It reminded me of a movie called How Stella Got Her Groove Back from the 90s. It follows a widow. She's been alone and desperate to sort of meet someone for a long time. Emma Thompson plays the character here, and she has liaisons with a much younger gentleman, which starts off quite well, but doesn't go the way you think it might go. I liked it. It's different and definitely a chick flick that I think you could take the girls to.
All right. Good luck to you, Leo Grand. It's called at Odeon 5 Cinemas. Now let's go back home to your lounge room on Netflix. Look Both Ways.
Good film, actually, really good. It's about two different timelines, like a sliding doors scenario of a young woman. One version of her life is that she graduates and works her dream job in the city, and the other alternative life that she might also have is becoming pregnant and not leaving her hometown bubble, being stuck there forever. So it's good. It's enlightening, and it's got some good acting in it. Lily Reinhart is the lead actor here. She's from a show called Riverdale. I think that she's great too. So Luke Wilson's also in it. Look Both Ways was entertaining.
All right. And mate, speaking of Netflix, I just finished watching, I think it was 7 or 9 episodes of which was the entire series of a film called Gallipoli, based on, of course, the campaign of the Australians. And it was absolutely fantastic, and it showed how the English used us as pawns along with the New Zealanders as well, and a really fantastic historical look at Gallipoli. But, of course, there's a love interest in there. There's a couple of brothers, you know, who have gone off to war together. Great film. Yeah. I recommend it highly if you love a bit of Australian history.
Well, thanks for that. I actually haven't seen it. I know of it, and I heard it was very detailed and well made. So I always enjoyed the Mel Gibson movie from the early 80s. That was a classic. But this show I'll have to check out. Thanks for the recommendation.
Yeah, that's Gallipoli on Netflix. I'm with Shane A. Bassett, taking us to the movies each Thursday. Thank you, mate. Have a good day.
Thanks, mate. Have a good one.